And again, Epstein came from, didn't come from wealth. He's not highly educated. The only logical explanation for his lofty status in life and for the success that he enjoyed in avoiding prosecution and jail time for his three-decade-long obsession with sex with young girls was that he had supernatural help. And what was Epstein doing at the same time? He was enabling the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. He was encouraging them. He was helping to finance outfits like Victoria's Secret, for example. All this breaks down resistance to taboo. What is pedophilia? The ultimate and the last taboo standing. Epstein, though, had run its course. He was no longer useful to whatever demon made the deal with him, to make him a multi-bazillionaire, to put him in the position that he was in, to feed his lustful appetite, which they were only too happy to do. What do you think the condition of that soul was on the morning that he's either assassinated or hanged himself, if you believe that nonsense? The point being that this was, again, this was accommodating a sickness. And the sickness was accommodated by some of the world's most powerful people. If you don't see the danger in that, now, here, let me give you one more. When you say, men are church play, those are coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences, do you? Let me give you one more. Who is it that has led the charge in the last 5 years, maybe six? You know what? This decade, this entire decade, 2010 to today, who is it that has led the charge in acceptance of the disordered sexual thinking that is homosexuality? Who has done the most to force the acceptance of it and to normalize it? It's not state legislatures. It's not political entities.
Father Martin?
It might be Father James Martin, J. Father Martin. Who has done the most to force feed the acceptance of it and to promote it? Business! Major industry! Especially what you call social media. But certainly, all the devices that serve and services that serve up social media. FANG, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google. You know, and by the by, why do you still have a Netflix membership? I told you people that pedophilia is already on, that the pedophiles all have memberships to Netflix. You know why? So they can watch Big Mouth and they can fantasize about having their way with watching teenagers get it on. Same thing with HBO. Why do you, Mitter Church, please, I had to have a subscription to HBO to watch Game of Thrones. Which, by the by, was as sick and sordid, as disgusting as anything has ever been on television. That's a story for another show. Netflix has Big Mouth. They still have it. Go to my website, MikeChurch.com. Type in Netflix. Go look at the... There are screen caps on there. Again, I didn't make it. I don't suggest you let your children watch this. There's softcore kiddie porn on Big Mouth. There's pornographic acts that are committed by the children on Big Mouth. Still to this day. HBO has, what's it called? It's just animated. Better sure it plays. It's just animated. Yeah, that totally knocks everything out. What's the other one? Euphoria on HBO. Locker rooms filled with 15 to 16-year-old naked boys. Filmed naked boys. We made sure all the actors were actually 18. Yeah, like I care. And now all the other... Ladies and gentlemen, is there any streaming service left? You know, everything is now moved. You have to stream this, and you have to stream that, and you got to stream this, and we have to stream this, and we have to have a streamer in this. Is there any service left that is not dipped in